This meeting is now being recorded.
King Supers, the home of optimum wellness.
My carpet, my tile, my...
Good morning. This is Andrew in the Secretary of State's office. For those of you who are already on the line, we're going to get started in just about 2 minutes here.
Hi, this is Scott Gessler. Brian, are you on the phone?
I am. How are you?
Good. And yourself?
Good, thanks.
Good. Do we have anyone else on the call right now?
Yeah, I'm here.
And you are?
This is Kristen Painter from the Denver Post.
Kristen, thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is going to join us. Kristen, do you mind if we wait just a few more minutes before getting started?
No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
We'll have Jerry Bell from KOA.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Good.
Good. Well, if you guys don't mind, we'll just wait a couple minutes and then get rolling here. Okay, did someone just join us?
Yes, it's Sam Levin with Leopard.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're going to start in just a minute or so.
Great.
All right, well, let's get started. My name, again, is Scott Gessler, Colorado Secretary of State. I want to thank you for joining us on the phone call here. This is to release our third quarterly business and economic indicators report, which is also for the third quarter in 2012. So our office publishes it in conjunction with the Business Research Division at the Lee School of Business at the University of Colorado, and we're very thankful for their help. Today we have Brian Lewandowski with us here today to help answer questions. I'll just say a few brief comments. One is, we started this, well, 3 quarters ago now. This is our third quarter. And so far it's seemed to work pretty well. It's been a relatively good predictor of employment growth. And then for going forward, it looks as though there's, I guess I would characterize it as modestly good news. And Brian, you can correct me if I'm if that's an incorrect characterization. But with that, I'm going to turn it over to Brian, and feel free to maybe go through this, and then he and I can answer any questions.
Sure. Thank you, Secretary Gessler. I've been working on this for 3 quarters now, and we have had a little bit of time to see how this model performs. The first quarter that we looked at, we saw fairly robust growth, and that started to soften a little bit when we did the second quarter report. There were a lot of economic metrics that I would say were starting to conflict a little bit. We still had soft housing prices year over year. Employment growth was still increasing, but at a slightly lower rate. And wages and personal income weren't just as robust as we had seen in the first quarter. So that started to soften our projections. However, as we did the third quarter report, we saw that the general economic metrics had really started to accelerate again. We're seeing strong, I should say relatively strong year-over-year growth in Colorado employment, and we should end the year with 35 to 40,000 jobs if the last 3 months of data come in as we expect. And I think that's consistent with what our model is saying. We're still seeing strong year-over-year growth in new entity filings, which we found to be our leading indicator for short-term employment. When we initially took this task on, we tried to look for other correlations between existing entity filings and new entity filings and existing entity renewals. And the strongest correlation really was between employment and new entity filings with about a 90% correlation. So we feel like this has a pretty good short-term predictive value to it. One of the troubles when looking at new entity filings is from quarter to quarter, it can be a little bit choppy, and that's why we look at the year-over-year numbers. But a couple other things I'd like to point out just in the general economy that I think is consistent with the growth that we're looking at in employment. We are seeing housing stabilize in Colorado. Manufacturing employment continues to go up. Construction is up pretty strongly year over year if you look at building permits and value of construction. And we're seeing other income variables increase, personal income is up, and wealth is also up for households in the state. And I think all of this ends up translating to positive consumer confidence. We see that both nationally and in Colorado, it's increasing. It's still lower than it was during the 2005-2006 era, but it's moving in positive direction. And we're also seeing retail rebound strongly. We've actually reached the peak, the pre-recession peak for retail sales in Colorado in nominal terms, so unadjusted for inflation, but that's a positive sign for the state. As we look at this, one caveat is that it doesn't take into account a fiscal cliff scenario. If that actually comes to fruition, we would expect much slower growth, and it would change this forecast probably pretty dramatically. But we're still working under the assumption that that won't come to fruition. And I think with that, I'll open it up to questions as well.
Thank you very much, Brian. So do we have any questions? Well, sounds like a pretty thorough explanation. I'd just like to point out one thing, and that was with the entity renewals. If you remember last quarter, there was a drop-off in entity renewals, and we sort of examined that and surmised at the time that there was that it was a glitch based on the transition from mail notifications to email notifications. As you can see, our office has taken pretty assertive action in that area to make sure that we are notifying people and getting the word out. And we have been able to normalize those compared. So basically, we've got a renewal rate similar to what we had with paper when we were using a paper-based system. So the electronic system is working, and if anything, it's working just a little bit better right now, we can say. Hopefully we'll be able to keep up that momentum with our internal operations. But the good news is we have been able to stabilize that as far as our services to businesses in the state of Colorado. And so that should show that will help smooth out some of that data and explain that difference. So that's one little thing I did want to explain about, because there were some questions about it last quarter. So with that said, are there any other questions?
Yeah, actually, this is Kristen from the Denver Post again. Just a little bit more detail. I'm wondering about that system. And did you guys ever get to the bottom of what exactly happened? And do you have an estimate of how many businesses were affected in a negative way? Maybe they didn't get their renewal. Maybe they deleted it. Do you guys have any estimates?
I don't have any estimates off the top of my head right now. We'd have to dig into that data, and I can probably get that for you. But I think right now it was a few thousand. But we can give you some more specific numbers. You know, what we have to do is compare it to what the normal non-renewal rate would have been under the paper-based system. And as you can see, that fluctuates a little bit. So it's sort of hard to say that to get an exact baseline on that. But what we can say is whatever problem there was, we fixed it now, and it's working very well.
And do you know what it was? Was it just some sort of weird glitch in the email system?
I think it was a combination of, sort of a learning curve among the business community. You know, some people weren't expecting that. And I wouldn't say there was a glitch, but there was room for improvement that we had in our email systems, and so we did that. You know, with changing the wording of the warnings, and also adding the frequency to it. We just substantially improved the system, as well as aggressively reached out to businesses to make sure that they were fully educated on what the system did and what it was and how it was working.
Okay, thank you.
Sure thing. Any other questions?
Yeah, can I just jump in with something quick? I mean, earlier, Secretary Gessler, you had mentioned, that you see this growth as overall modestly good news. I'm just wondering if you could kind of give a little bit more of your personal take on, sort of how positive all these kind of findings are, how much the economy you think is recovering based on sort of the results here.
Well, I guess, what I was looking at, and obviously Brian has far more detail than I, but, when you look at the graph towards the bottom of the page, What the new business formations are predicting is modest increases in employment, and that's one of the primary measures that we look at in this report. And obviously, there's corroborative evidence with respect to housing and construction and retail sales, and that's all really good stuff. So, especially what we're looking at and what I base my sort of personal take on is, what this model does very well, as you've heard, is predict short-term employment growth or decline, as it may be. And what we're predicting here is, and Brian, tell me if I'm wrong, but I would characterize it as modest employment growth that we're predicting in the short term. Would that be correct characterization?
Yeah, I would say that's correct.
Yeah, so that's sort of what I'm looking at, Sam.
Great, thanks.
Any other questions? Okay, well, this will, of course, be available on our website, and to the extent you write about it, I always appreciate you directing people to the website so that they can look at it themselves, because we're trying to provide it to folks, and it is, of course, free. But thanks very much for coming on here, and we're always available to answer any questions if you come up with any thoughts after the call. So thank you very much.
Thank you.